From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. Good morning. Just over a month after President Trump announced a goal to end HIV in the next decade, his Health and Human Services Secretary provided more details about that plan at a CDC conference in Atlanta yesterday. GPB's Robert Jimison reports.
Secretary Alex Azar laid out the Trump administration's plans to stop the spread of HIV by 2030 in front of healthcare providers and advocates. He said the first priority is to identify the areas that need the most attention, and that includes four counties in the metro Atlanta area.
50% of new HIV cases are coming from 48 counties, D.C. and San Juan, Puerto Rico. Four of them are right here in Georgia, Cobb, DeKalb, Gwinnett, and Fulton counties.
The HHS will work with the CDC and local healthcare organizations to make it easier for those diagnosed with HIV to access and afford costly treatments. And Azar hopes to lower the price of drugs proven to reduce the risk of contracting the virus. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimison.
The trial has begun for a man allegedly involved in the murder of a South Georgia high school teacher who disappeared 13 years ago. Prosecutors say Ryan Duke killed Tara Grinstead after a home invasion, then asked his friend Bo Dukes to help him move and burn the body. A trial for Bo Dukes opened this week in Wilcox County in Middle Georgia. He's charged with lying and concealing a death, hindering apprehension of a felon. Meanwhile, Ryan Duke's trial on charges of murder and other crimes begins April 1st in Irwin County. Gwinnett County citizens voted against joining MARTA during yesterday's special election. Nearly 92,000 ballots were cast, with 54% of them saying no. The referendum would have allowed Gwinnett to create a 1% sales tax for the next 30 years to fund public transit expansion and become a part of MARTA's system. Brian Robinson is with Go Gwinnett, a group advocating for the referendum. He says this won't be the final time public transit expansion is on the ballot.
This issue isn't going away. Traffic in Gwinnett is not going away. The need for this will be here and will only get worse as Gwinnett adds 500,000 more residents over the next 30 years.
County commissioners approved a contract with MARTA last year, but it still needed voters' approval. Citizens in the county also rejected joining MARTA in the 70s and 90s. For more news, visit our website, gpbnews.org.